Good day. I'm Anjue James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 26. Coming up, pre-feasibility study on divestment of waste management activities complete. Government committed to growth of cooperative movement and technology ministry to educate citizens on safe ICT practices. The news in detail after this message.
Gyadi, if you're sick, you can't work. Don't take your health for granted.
Security guards, access the Private Security Regulation Authority's health insurance scheme. It provides 5 options starting at only $1,000 per month for option 1, up to roughly $2,000 per month for option 5, paid every 3 months. Call the Private Security Regulation Authority at 967-2522 and find out how to access the health insurance scheme for private security persons. The PSRA, promoting international and professional standards and practices in the private security industry.
Now the news. A pre-feasibility study on the divestment of commercial activities of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is now complete. The study was conducted by the Solid Waste Management Enterprise Team, commissioned by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in October 2016. Mr. Holness says the completion of the report paves the way for the NSWMA to bolster its role as a regulator of the country's waste management industry and move towards public-private partnerships for the collection of garbage.
I strongly hold the view that whatever service that the private sector could provide more efficiently, more effectively, government should step back away from that and allow the private sector to provide it. The role of government is to set standards and police those standards.
The Prime Minister was addressing a ceremony for the handover of 11 new garbage trucks to the NSWMA at Jamaica House on Tuesday. In the meantime, Chairman of the Solid Waste Management Enterprise Team, Littleton Tanny Shirley, says there is great potential for the introduction of waste to energy solutions in Jamaica. Mr. Shirley says the completed feasibility study indicates that the country's waste could be harvested and converted to energy through mechanisms such as anaerobic digestion.
There's an estimated 1 million tons of waste that is generated annually, of which it is said that 60% is organic material, which provides a viable basis for the economic sustainability of a public-private partnership.
Mr. Shirley adds that by mid-2018, the enterprise team will be able to recommend a reputable private investor to design, build, finance, and maintain the collection, transportation, disposal, and treatment of the country's waste. Director General in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Vivian Brown, says the government remains committed to the growth and development of cooperatives. Mr. Brown says cooperatives are among the best providers of affordable financial products and services and must figure prominently in the country's efforts to achieve inclusive development and economic growth.
We want cooperatives to be fully recognized as part of the solution to economic and financial problems. The time has come to include cooperative actions in major socio-economic development strategies for sustainable and equitable prosperity.
Mr. Brown was speaking at a recently held stakeholder conference and symposium hosted by the Department of Cooperatives and Friendly Societies in Montego Bay. The one-day conference and symposium was aimed at enabling networking among credit unions and other stakeholders of the cooperative movement. And Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the government is putting the necessary frameworks in place to educate citizens on safe ICT best practices. Dr. Wheatley says with increased ICT use in Jamaica, the country will become more vulnerable to cyber attacks. Citizens, he says, must be equipped to play their part in mitigating the threats and effects of cyber threats if Jamaica's ICT sector is to keep pace with international players.
We must utilize the technology, but in so doing, we must ensure that we take care of how we utilize it. Do not give out your password just like that for your devices. You're on a site and they're asking you for some personal information. It's not relevant for you to have this information for us to be able to transact business. And if you believe that you need to share your information, ensure that's a secure and genuine site.
Dr. Wheatley was speaking at a National Cyber Awareness Activity Day forum held at the Police Officers Club in St. Andrew on Wednesday, October 25. That was JIS News. I'm Anjue James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.